Down to Business on Newstalk.
Thanks to Bank of Ireland, helping you deal with the business of Brexit.
2020 was a particularly difficult for small business and entrepreneurs, but my next guests believe that 2021 is their year to shine. I'm delighted to be joined on the line by Tony Robinson, OBE, and Taryn Lee Johnson, authors of The Happypreneur, Why Microbiz Matters. They join me now with their insights on how to succeed as an entrepreneur this year. You're both very welcome to the show. Tony, could I start with you? And you're well known in the small business and micro business in the UK for your huge contribution over the years. But can you define for us a micro business? There's various definitions, but is it one with less than 10 employees?
Yeah, absolutely. It's different in different countries, actually. And good morning. It's great to be with you. Yes, it's 0 to 9 employees and under 2 million turnover. And in most countries around the world, including Ireland, you'll find about 95% of businesses are actually micro businesses.
Yeah. And you know, even if you look at you know, I suppose medium to large businesses, every single one of those, or most of those, probably started as a micro business. Indeed.
You've got it in one. That's the importance. That's a bit about why microbiz matters. If you give microbusiness owners a level playing field, you know, freelancers, anybody in your industry, broadcasting and TV technicians, whoever it happens to be, if you give them an even playing field, about 6% will become those medium and large companies that governments are so keen to see.
Yeah. And then when you come to, you talk about happypreneurs, and again, maybe you might just define that concept for us, Tony.
Yeah, I mean, we think it's been hijacked by America, really. And when my father was a business owner, he would have been considered an entrepreneur. But today, America has kind of made the myth of the entrepreneur. So we think of Donald Trump, Jeff Bezos, Mark Zuckerberg. Everybody's looking for the unicorn, if you like. That's what they think of as an entrepreneur. Whereas a happypreneur is that 95% of us, really. And we're enterprising in order to happily control our own destiny. 70% of people start their business because, well, frankly, they actually want to control their own destiny. They want to fit earning money into their happy and fulfilling life. And the key thing to the success of a happypreneur is actually to do what you love and are good at, and test trade to find if doing what you love and you're good at actually get some customers before you start your business. Because what will keep you going through all the ups and downs, through pandemics, through financial crashes, through climate catastrophes, whatever it happens to be, is the fact that you're doing something you're really good at, but you love doing it. And that'll keep you going through all those kind of things. And opportunities will come. The first thing is to, you know, survive the first three difficult years. And we have a few things in the book about how happypreneurs can survive those first 3 years, using examples from hundreds of business owners. And of course, you can become a highly successful, wealthy entrepreneur. I mean, people like, you've heard of Kanye King, who founded the Mobo Awards, Charlie Mullins, who's a £40 million plumber. I would even consider something like Sir Jim Ratcliffe, who's worth $19 billion. He's a happypreneur as well. Yeah. A lot of people that start up the business and find opportunities as they go along, which actually allow them to make money. But the first thing is survival. Survive those first 3 years.
Okay, well, let's bring in your co-author, Taryn Lee Johnson. You're welcome to the program. You first got to know Tony because you wrote his biography, is that right?
No, Tony and I go way back. And good morning. I worked with Tony initially when he was doing Freedom From Bosses Forever. But then a few years ago, he approached me to see whether or not I would be interested in writing his biography. But anybody that knows Tony knows that that's not actually a straightforward question.
A very difficult job, I'd imagine.
Well, it wasn't that. It was the fact that he said, but I don't only want it to be a biography. I'd like it to be an expose, and I'd like it to be a business guide, and I'd like it to be the next Small is Beautiful. So can we do that? And I mean, that was a challenge in itself. And I think we had about 5 different versions and layouts of the book and ideas for how it was going to come together before we finalised on the one that we have.
And you know, Tony was talking there, Taryn, about, you know, entrepreneurs not being in it for the money. And but could a counter argument be put that, you know, it's fine to say it's not about the money when you have the money?
Yeah, I mean, crikey, we've all got bills to pay, you know. And I mean, I class myself in the happypreneur sector because I'm absolutely doing what I love. But that doesn't mean that I don't graft. You know, throughout the whole of lockdown, I think I took before Christmas 4 days off, and it was a case of rolling sleeves up, changing direction, pulling in all of the contacts that I'd made over the years and seeing if I could actually just bring in some more work for where I'd lost work. So of course it has to be about money. You can't live on fresh air, and you can't pay your bills if you're not earning. But I think there's a different kind of drive when you're doing something that you love. If you get up every single morning and you smile and you sit down to do something because you know that you love doing it, the fact that you're then going to put in 12, 14 hours doesn't feel quite the chore that it would if you're doing something that you don't love.
Yeah, very interesting. Tony, you talk about the book, the sort of suggestions about that you have, that you've got 10 hours of digitally streamed learning sessions from more than 100 business owners covering all sections of the economy hardest hit by the pandemic. Tell me more about that.
Yeah, that's our annual Micro Biz Matters Day, and that was yesterday, and it's always the second Friday of the year. And for example, Rory Devlin, who's got the Micro Business Awards of Ireland, he would have joined us yesterday. And basically, yeah, as you say, 10 hours of digital streaming, but the whole idea of it is 1 million helping hands, which is that we get 1 million business owners to just do something to help another business owner. It's like a massive community of communities, if you like, and the fact that we can all help each other. And in the UK, we have the problem of 3 million people excluded from income support, which you don't have in Ireland, thankfully, to your government. And of course, a big thing yesterday was actually getting donations for food and heating and mental health support to the 3 million that are excluded in the UK. It's as Taryn has said, you can't be a happypreneur unless you have got some money coming in. You know, I mean, that's totally unrealistic.
Yeah,
we're not all kind of happy clappy about it, but we are saying that you can have an enterprising and fulfilling life, and you can integrate your business into having a happy and fulfilling life.
What about you know, government supports and our own government here, Tony? You know, have brought in schemes that pay effectively 80% of the wages of workers. I think you have a similar scheme in the UK. So I think, to be fair to governments, that we can be critical of them, but lots of businesses wouldn't be here today unless those kind of initiatives were brought into play.
Well, Ireland has been absolutely fantastic. It's, you know, frankly, it's there are a number of other countries around the world, but Ireland has done a tremendous job in making sure people are still there. I mean, say we've got, you know, one of the things that hurts me the most in the UK is the fact all those brave, newly self-employed people are not allowed any income support because they don't have 3 years of tax returns, which is one of the rules in the UK. And, you know, that's horrible. There is still a risk, isn't there, in setting up as a self-employed solo person
big
from
time.
Home? Yeah, absolutely. And so the fact that they've done that and now they've had no income support at all. I mean, just think of the people that have, for example, graduated from music school and have become professional musicians, if you like. They haven't played for a year, you know, for example. Yeah.
Very challenging. Taryn, can I bring back you back in here? During the lockdown, it's a time maybe for reflection. It's a time for one to come up with ideas. It's a time maybe to be creative. Do you think that lots of people have taken that time to maybe take the plunge and almost by necessity say, right, I'm going to do it. I'm going to start my own business. Sometimes, as you say, just because that's the only option open to them.
I think so. I think that there's two reasons why we will suddenly see an upsurge in people starting their own business. One will be necessity, because you know they need to bring in some additional money. But I think, there's three. A second one will be because yes, they've got the time, and anyone that's working full time will know that it's really hard to then set up a business outside of that. And have a family and do all the things that you want to do. So suddenly being given 6 months where you can actually plan and prepare yourself will have been almost a gift for a few people to actually go, right, okay, now I can do it. But I think a third aspect of this, and it's quite an interesting one, is that there will be people that have gone, you know what, actually, I really enjoy the time I've had with my family. And I've enjoyed being able to spend more time with my children and see them growing up. It was the reason I started my own business back 12 years ago. I became a single mum and I wanted to be able to do all the things for my children. I wanted to be able to go to school plays or sports days. And I wanted to be able to be there for them when they were sick. So having my own business meant that I could do that. Being my own boss meant, as Tony's mentioned, I was in control of my own destiny. I was in control of my own hours. I was able to work when the children were asleep. So all of those things came together to help me create this. I think we will see a lot more of that. People going, you know what? Actually, this works better for me.
Yeah, no, I think you're dead right. Tony, last word to you. I have a text here that says, Tony sounds like a very inspiring man. Can you ask him, should I quit my job and start my own business? Thinking of opening a play centre for children. That comes in from Johnny.
Fabulous. But find a way, Johnny, of actually getting a way of testing whether you can actually do it and get that income, keep that income coming in while you're testing whether you can actually do it. It in a very small way without spending a lot of money. Test it out, maybe on evenings or something like that. I don't know. You know, choose a time when you're not working to test something out.
Validate us. You're dead right, Tony.
Yeah, but keep the money coming in.
Yeah. Sometimes you have to walk and chew gum, don't you? Isn't that right?
Exactly. That's absolutely right.
Well, listen, it's been great to talk to you both, and I wish you both every success. I'm well done on yesterday and the success of the Micro Business Day. Tony Robinson, co-founder of the Micro Biz Matters Day, and Taryn Lee Johnson, business owner and author. Thank you for joining us here on Down to Business today.